5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那么今天大家在微信公众账号回复3032就可以看到今天的节目稿子啦。
大家好。
Hi everyone,
我是 Afro Alex,
and I am 黄色背景 Jerry.
我在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
And I am broadcasting from Tokyo, and welcome to season 3 of the 5 Minutes English Show.
Jerry, 你身体不舒服吗
？Yeah, I feel sort of under.
活该。
I feel sort of under the weather today.
你是出去啪啪啪的时候？过的时间太长了是吧
Excuse me
啊，生病还要出去是吧，这不找死吗
No
你出去干嘛呢
No Okay so under the weather means simply to be unwell or to feel sick
Oh under the weather 就是不舒服
Anyway so do you know what the most common form of transportation is For people to travel back in the old days
打 Uber 呀
It's Uber
Uber 呀对呀 U-B-E-R
No actually it's ships
It's ship It's shit
So ships were the most commonly used form of transportation However there is another problem As you can imagine Right when you're on a ship There's other problems you have to deal with Like you know being seasick and stuff like that So yeah
对对对就晕船嘛对吧
Yes
怪不得我见到你就想就像感觉这个上了船上了床上了船上了船
OK
上了床我靠上了船啊见到你就像感觉上了船知道什么意思吧
Yes
看到你就想吐
OK yeah Yeah so a lot of passengers who board the ship including sailors they can become unwell or seasick during the during like times where there is like rough weather Yeah so So the solution was to send like passengers to the like lower deck, which has less rocking motion. So it makes you feel better because it doesn't move as much. So yeah, that's where under the weather came from.
相比就是说船的其他的地方，就甲板比较大，而且比较稳，就不会那么摇晃的那么厉害。
Yes.
对吧？哎，有个题外话，这个 seasick 就是晕船。
Yeah. Yeah.
那晕车呢 ？Classic.
Classic.
晕飞机呢？Plane sick.
I'm not sure if there's such thing as being plane sick. I think so. Let me check.
So for being sick on planes, it's called air sickness. I think. Yeah, air sickness.
那 homesick 呢？晕家。
No, shut up.
homesick 是什么？恋家对吧？哎，不对，不能叫恋家，这个叫
想家吗？
不是 ，homesick 中文是什么来着
？Oh my god, are you serious?
真的，我忘了中文应该叫什么了。这不是装逼啊，啊，真的是忘了叫什么了。家庭病，不对，就是想家。Sorry.
so people who have seasickness are normally sent down to the lower deck or below the deck, and away from the weather to help with their recovery.
哎，我想到啊 ，Jerry sick 就是看到你想吐是吧？
Yeah, Woolick sick.
就看到我想吐。Under the weather, 其实指的就是这些人去甲板，因为就是晕船嘛，所以不舒服，所以一定要去甲板上面休息，才不会感觉到那么难受，对吧？
Yes, that's right. So under the weather actually has more than one meaning, and as you might guess, if under the weather can mean sick, right, can mean someone being sick, then it can also refer to someone being intoxicated or suffering from a hangover.
Under the weather 也可以形容一个人喝醉、宿醉，对吧？
Yes. So yesterday, Woolix and Tom went for a drink, and Woolix was under the weather after 4 drinks, and I doubt.
他不对吧？这他妈写的是你呀、啊、
！Excuse me.
绝对说 Tom。喝了四杯之后他就不行了、
yes.
After 4 drinks 对吧
Yes
然后就被 Jerry 爆菊了
Yesterday I was talking to Tom after he went drinking with you, and he sounded so drunk he might just sick up as well, so I was pretty worried.
你就非得说我跟他一块儿是吧?
Yes, that's right.
他不是你男朋友吗?
Hurry up.
sick up 又是什么呢, Jerry?
So sick up is another word for vomit.
Sick up 就是 vomit. Vomit 就呕吐对吧?
Yes.
我第一次听到这个 vomit 这个词啊，是在医院里面，因为我不是胃不太好嘛，我胃不好我去看急诊，然后等了四个小时等到医生，然后医生问我 vomit 了吗早上，我跟他说我吃了。
Oh my god.
I ate a lot.
Yes, you ate a lot of vomit. That's a bit disgusting.
我连那个时候连时态都不知道，我就直接跟他说 I ate a lot.
Okay, so for example, you can say like, Alex was too greedy and ate too much at the buffet.
怎么所有例子都他妈说到我头上了？
不行吗？Alex was too greedy and ate so much food at the buffet that he sicked up after dinner.
就 Jerry 在吃自助餐的时候啊，太担心了，吃的太
真
了，吃到最后呢，就把晚餐给吐出来了，吐出来了，我被弄得中文都说不好了。
Far out, you suck.
You suck.
You suck balls.
You suck.
You suck balls.
Screw you. Fuck off. 哎呀，
你现在骂人很溜吗？
那是都是你教的。我跟你说，现在不是路怒症吗？以前人家插我队，我不敢说什么，因为骂不出来嘛。现在我靠，中指一竖，窗门一开，直接开骂。
Okay.
脑子里想的就是杰瑞跟我说过什么。
OK, so when you say someone ate too much, right? There is another way you can describe this.You can say someone is stuffed to the gills.
哎，这个好像挺直白的啊。Gill 就是鱼鳃嘛，对吧
？Yes.
就是你已经吃的，就类似于你填塞鱼一样，已经填到鳃里面去了，就吃太多了。
Yes, that's right. So if someone is stuffed to the gills, it means they have eaten a lot and are very full. So Woolix's wool is stuffed to the gills because his wool is full of wool.
够了好吗?
Yes.
怎么让我怎么解释?
You don't need to.
Everyone understands.
Yeah. So stuffed to the gills means that there is no room to spare. And it's not limited to eating. It can also be used to describe anything that is too busy. So just like what I said.Woolix's wool is stuffed to the gills. Woolix is stuffed to the gills with wool. Jerry is stuffed to the gills with good ideas. So today we talked about under the weather.
Under the weather 就是不太舒服嘛。
Yes.
对吧 ?Jerry 昨天晚上跟 Tom 在一块时间太长了，然后他就感觉后门不太舒服。就是
okay.
under the weather.
Okay. It also refers to someone being intoxicated.
Under the weather 还可以指一个人醉了，对吧？喝醉了。
Yes, or someone is suffering from a hangover.
或者说这种宿醉的这种很不舒服的这种状况。
Yes, sick up means to vomit.
就是呕吐。Sick up 就是吐。
Stuffed to the gills means you're really full of something.
Stuffed to the gills 就是吃得很撑，或者说很忙很忙，无暇顾及其他东西，或者说。你满脑子就是什么？比如说 Jerry 满脑子就是淫荡的想法，就是
Excuse me. Yeah, so my schedule is stuffed to the gills, or at Woolix is stuffed to the gills with wool, or Jerry is stuffed to the gills with good ideas, or whatever, you know, etc. etc.
Stuffed to the gills 是后面加 from 还是 of？
Stuffed to the gills with.
With， 就比如说你是 stuffed to the gills with 淫荡。
Yeah.
你自己都说 yeah 了。Oh, yeah.
F*** you. I was talking about the grammar.
上当了。
Yeah, I know. I fell for it again.
好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。
All right. That's all we have for today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. And by the way, Woolix is stuffed to the gills with ideas about boys.
那么今天大家在微信公众账号回复3032就可以看到今天的节目稿子啦。
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励，也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 ALEX-ZQ-YU， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。 大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了，但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。